13:32, 4BU, the Big Brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice, it's Bundy Licious and Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl at 16:08. And joining us is Rick Mirabella from runners.com. How you doing, mate?
Oh, we love it, Dan, don't we? How are you, mate? How are you, Bundaberg?
Oh, we're doing pretty well for a Monday morning. Of course, you've been on sick bay for the last couple of weeks, but you're back now. I hope everything's okay. Just tell us very quickly what we're going to be talking about, the long haul. Does that mean that we can't do these short little things? We've got to go for the long one?
Of course we can, mate. Now, the long haul could be construed many ways. We talk about regularity and consistency all the time, so I'm not going to talk about that today, but obviously you want to go the long haul and continue to see it out and not don't just drop off the wagon at the first sign of an issue. But more importantly, buddy, from a physiological and a psychological type of state, just putting in some longer type zone one, which means very easy aerobic efforts once a month. So we all do the same. Sometimes we fall in these habits of just falling in the grey zone, going around the block once, going to our local pool and doing the same thing once a week, going to the gym, doing the same thing, but just planning, whether it's hikes or rides or swims, in different locations. But the key is, for especially from a weight loss and a physiological adaptation space, the key is to go over 75, 80 minutes. So say, okay, on October 30, I'm going to plan to do a 2.5-hour hike. So what happens there, Dan, is you've got to train for that. You're not just going to rock up and do it, are you? There's a few things at play. And if you have 8 to 10 of these throughout the calendar year, it's really going to stand you in good stead. And all of a sudden, the continuity and mundaneness of training, per se, you'll have extra motivation, a bit of spring in your step, because you've got something you're working towards. So it doesn't have to be a fun run or anything like that, but just picking something every 4 or 5 weeks where you say, right, I'm really going to challenge myself. Obviously, do it intelligently, take the right hydration and obviously train properly for it. But, mate, this is stuff that you don't have to get too breathless for, but it's just mentally being on your legs or bike or swim for a longer period of time.
You mentioned there at the start, Rick, about the psychology of, you know, doing things and then almost becoming a rut, if you like, in relation to, you know, going to the gym or anything like that, and that motivation about potentially losing weight or getting on the scales and all of a sudden you haven't lost a lot of kilos. How do you overcome something like that? Because, for instance, I'll use me as an example. I want to lose, and this is just pie in the sky numbers, 10 kilograms by the time I get to Christmas. But then all of a sudden I'll get on the scales and I've lost 500 grams where I thought I may have lost a kilo, and you lose that motivation. How do you overcome that?
That's a great call, mate. If we could bottle this, I'd be the richest man on earth. There's 8 billion people on the earth that would love to hear this. There's a few things. You've got to work backwards. Number one, know your genuine purpose and why deep inside yourself, so deep into your belly. It can't be on a superficial type surface. So whether it's your kids, your grandkids, whether it's just to extract every inch out of each day. And number two is definitely the system, the process, the journey, that is the success, okay? So what you do on a daily basis, whether it's the walk, you need to look at that from another narrative, I suppose. The walk or the jog or the weights you're lifting, the push-ups you're doing, that is the success. It's not the weight loss. The weight loss will be a byproduct of the journey and the process. Whereas, and number three, the scales can get the ass. Throw them away.
Yep.
Throw them away for the next 6 months, 12 months. Look, I'm not saying never again,
nah.
But what you're doing from a psychological perspective to yourself, and if anyone's doing that, which obviously hundreds of people do it, thousands over the years, it's just really about not looking at the scales every week or two, because it doesn't happen. It's not linear. It takes 12 months of enjoying the journey, enjoying the process, and then it's like, oh, geez, I can fit in full sizes, smaller jeans, and all of a sudden stuff starts to flow. So that's, mate, if you can bottle that for me in the human psychology, you've solved a big problem for us.
All right, mate. Really do appreciate your time this morning talking about going the long haul. And that's the thing, isn't it? It's just we do the short things, but also have yourself those goals. So really do appreciate your time this morning, mate. We'll catch up next week.
Pleasure, mate. And go the bloody Catters.
They're doing very well. Hey, Rick, once again, really do appreciate your time. That is Rick Mirabella from runners.com with some Monday motivation. It's 13:32, 4BU.